Mega Millions over $1 billion tonight. Most people say that if they won, they'd buy a new house, which makes a lot of sense. That's why HGTV has that show, My Lottery Dream House.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, because everyone fantasizes about what their home would look like if they had all the cash, right?
You ever watch that show?
I do. I do watch it.
So sometimes it's like somebody that won like a gazillion, bazillion dollars.
And somebody's like 300,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right. I do like that show. And that dude has gotten way more tattoos over the years.
So we asked a bunch of kids what their dream home would look like if money was no issue whatsoever and they had won the lottery.
Sure.
I would have a huge mansion with beautiful furniture, and the house would be white, and it had a pool, a hugest playground, and bouncy houses. Yeah, it'd be the best.
It would be the best.
He's like, it'd be the best.
And it's a bouncy house.
It does sound great.
The world's biggest playground.
Is it just me, by the way, that, you know, when I think about buying a new house at this point now, you know, I remember being younger and looking at listings and thinking to myself, who sells a house that's furnished? What a terrible idea. But now the older I get, the less I just want to go do the shopping. I just want the house.
Oh, that's you.
I just want to be in the backyard.
I want to pick my furniture.
With a trampoline and a big pool with a garage that has a Tesla and a fancy kitchen and a second floor.
What?
I love it.
What?
I love it.
His house got a second floor and a Tesla.
My dream house looks like it's a two-story house with a pool and a trampoline and a garage with one car, and that's it. Okay, and the kitchen is marble-ish.
Marble-icious?
Wait, what was that? Well, I'll tell you.
Marble-ish?
What?
Marble-ish.
He's like, I love it.
He's like, what's it called? What's it called, I think, when it's really special?
It's marble-ish.
Marble-ish.
Got it.
Marble-ition?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like that he kept his reality in check. He's like, I only need one car. I can only drive one car at a time. Why
Two
do I
stories,
need 17?
Though. Two stories, though.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Right. But this kid, he nailed it. Everybody's talking about trampolines and pools. Nope.
In my dream house, there's a pool, three stories, two garage, one Lamborghini and one Ferrari. And after that, two fridge and 12 iPhones. After that, three Bugattis, and after that, second house with a dance floor and two pools inside of it.
Okay, I was listening, and the first thing I immediately thought was, wait a minute, he wants to buy 50 Cent's house. From before 50 Cent went broke.
It's going to be a great time. That was Mike Tyson's house before he went broke.
Right. It's like got a dance floor, three Bugattis, it's got two indoor pools.
We can look up that address.
Yeah,
it's probably a bargain.
I kind of want that house, too.
Right.